What's up?
Okay, I'm not ready to do this.
Alrighty.
Alright, let's go. So who's starting off?
Oh, we gotta introduce ourselves, you know?
Alright. Yeah, but so, how are we gonna... Hey, what's the order, though? Just gonna do ABC?
Whatever. Okay, you know, good morning. My name is Devin Gonzalez.
Good morning, my name is John Golden.
Good morning, my name is Giancarlo Franco.
And we're going to be defending and disputing the theories of how humans got to America in the first place. I'm going to be defending the Polynesian island hopping theory.
I'll be defending the Super Kelp Highway.
I'll be defending the Bering Strait Land Bridge.
All right, so I feel like we should all just start off with like our general theories and what the theory says. So I guess I'll go first. So pretty much along the Pacific Rim from Japan to California, there is a kelp strip, and it was very, very luxurious. Very luxurious stuff back then. Consisted of much kelp, a lot of fish, a lot of food, even some clothing material, you know. And the theory states that these people traveled from Japan to South America following along this kelp strip pretty much to, you know, get the kelp, the best of the kelp.
Well, number one, since I'm disputing your argument, you pretty much... Number one, your theory, your actual...
No. Introduce your theory first.
Okay. Yeah. My theory is the Polynesian island hopping theory. Based off what we know as fact, we know that the people of Polynesia, being from New Zealand or these islands like Fiji, the Samoan Islands, places like that, that they became voyager people and that they traveled across the Pacific Ocean, landing in places like Hawaii and different places. And we already know for a fact that at some point, Polynesians and Native Americans made contact. So being that there are several islands spanning across the Pacific Ocean that almost lead towards South America, you can believe that maybe these people followed these islands and settled little by little until they reached the continent of South America. And one of the biggest, I guess you could say, pointers of it could be Easter Island, which, as everyone knows, the Easter Island heads are the big stone volcanic rock heads that are found on Easter Island off the coast of Chile. And something that can be used to show evidence that they could have been some of the people to first be to come into the Western Hemisphere could be the Olmecs. Like we said in class, the Olmecs, the features on their faces look somewhat Polynesian. And there are also big stone head statues, which could have been descendants of the same people that settled on Easter Island.
All right. So I have the Bering Strait Land Bridge. So this theory basically is saying that in the very north of the North American continent, there's Alaska and Russia. And supposedly there was a land bridge many, many years ago that connected the two. And the theory states that a bunch of people from Serbia various Eastern Asian countries walked across the land bridge before, when it was still like present, and then walked down to South America and North America. Yeah.
All right, so Alrighty. Let me start disputing you, Devin. let's put this away. Let's put this away already. Let's just put it away. I'm ready to just kick you out the door already.
Give him the boot.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to let it simmer for a little bit, like sticking you in a crock pot for a couple hours. Just to let you fall apart. So, starting off, you didn't even follow the actual theory, which is that they landed in central to the coast of Southern California. Because just in case you didn't know, Mexico's in Central America, not South America. And that's number one. That's what you said. You said South America.
Bro, no, I didn't.
The recording says so, but we'll see.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, you know what I meant.
Also, wait. I'm not done yet. Also, you believe that people were able to survive the technology that was there back then. for such a long period of time on these small boats collecting kelp. These people didn't even know how to free dive, Devin. How are they going to go down underwater to go get kelp?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. How? You know, because, well, there's evidence of, obsidian being found in sites in Japan. And with this obsidian, it was actually, supposed to be, got from the island of Japan through big boats. You know, so that covers the boat theory. And
what was Devin, the there's obsidian said? Everywhere.
What was the other thing you said?
Lava and water, it's obsidian, like Minecraft. Come on, man.
No, but to get this obsidian from Japan, you actually need to travel by boat. That's what I'm saying. Screw the obsidian, bro. I'm talking about you need the boat to get the obsidian. Also, you said something else. I forgot what you said. I need to tell myself. What did you say?
Okay, so you're saying, but you're saying that there were boats in Japan. Everybody knows there were boats in Japan.
Back then, yeah. You gotta put your mindset back then. Not in 2021.
Exactly. Talking about 10,000 years ago. Back then. Devin, they don't have cruise ships back then. They don't have scuba gear.
Who said anything about scuba gear, bro?
Devin, how are they supposed to go diving for long periods of time to get kelp?
Maybe you don't go diving. Maybe you just get some string, get something sharp. And then just yeah.
You have to go under, that's diving, that way. Devin, that's diving.
You can stay in the boat. It's like an anchor type thing. And then you just cut it.
So I want to ask you, what metals were found that could be shown? Because you're saying there's obsidian in Japan, which shows no relevance whatsoever to how they got to Southern California and present-day Mexico.
What metals were found?
Yeah, because you're saying something sharp or stone.
Well, not metals. I'm talking about stone.
Okay, so what stone?
What stone? Stone, obsidian.
So you're saying that they found obsidian in these kelp fields?
No, from Japan, because they come from Japan. Devin, and they followed the kelp from there.
Japan isn't the only place there's
But they started from Japan. I'm talking about in Japan, because they started from Japan. I'm talking about what they had in Japan.
Evidence shows that they were in the kelp areas closer to the Western Hemisphere. That shows that they could have been here. That's how they came.
Yo, what did you just say? I zoned out.
I want you to tell me, because we already know where these people came from. So I want you to tell me to figure out somehow, some way, how saying that there is obsidian in Japan, which there's obsidian everywhere. How the obsidian in Japan automatically just means that that's how they got that's all the proof you need to show they got the Western Hemisphere. That proves nothing.
What I'm saying about the obsidian, right? Japan's an island. To get the obsidian, because for everyday needs, you have to travel by boat. And that explains how they traveled through the entire kelp highway by boat. And not some little rafts type thing, actual good constructive boats. That's my obsidian theory. All right, let's change the topic.
No, you're not done yet.
Bro, we have 3 minutes left, bro. We have to do something else.
Okay. I just destroyed you right then and there. But okay, let's continue.
You didn't prove anything.
I just disproved everything you said, Devin. Everything.
No.
You're holding literally zero ground.
Not one thing.
Let's move on.
All right. Devin, you want to go or?
Hey, you go.
All right. So I'm refuting. I'm refuting the island hopping theory. So can I ask you, what kind of sites have been discovered or associated with your theory? Because there's Easter Island, but I don't really understand. Okay, maybe there's Easter Island, but what else is there that could be evidence?
Starting to move west, you have places like Bora Bora and Fiji. Okay.
Okay, awesome. but what evidence is on there? Like are there artifacts?
It's known settlements.
Okay, but how do they prove known settlements? I don't understand.
Because of what was left behind. And on top of that, there's also There's also the Samoan Islands, for example, are mm-hmm. directly south of, like, well, your argument is the Bering Strait. It's directly south of that. And then also you have the Cook Islands, French Polynesia, and Pitcairn, which then gets closer and closer, and then it moves on to the Galapagos Islands, Easter Island, and then right then and there, South America.
Hold up. So you're saying that they started in the Samoan Islands?
Yeah, I'm saying they start. The Polynesian area is Fiji, the Samoan Islands, that area, because these people were already known travelers that moved here. That's how the people got to Hawaii.
Okay, so, like, have you looked at a map, like, the size of these islands, like, the distance between them in the ocean?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go at you, like, the same thing you said to Devin. Like, these guys have, like, I know they have, like, better boats than the horrible Kelp Superhighway, but, like, how are they supposed to travel so far?
That's biased.
And, like, not get eaten by, like, giant sharks, you know? It's, like, the middle of the Pacific.
Giancarlo, megalodons didn't exist at this time.
Doesn't matter. They're still great whites, hammerheads. Like, how do they cover such like, deep parts of the ocean and, okay, well, you know, just rafts?
All right, I'm telling you right now. There's almost an 1,000-mile span between the biggest island, which being the Marshall Islands, to Hawaii. That's nearly 1,000 miles. You tell me how they got there. Because it's known that they traveled to Hawaii.
Okay.
So then also you stretch it by maybe 1,500 miles to Easter Island and the Galapagos. It's possible considering the trek they made to the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay. You know what?
And on top of that, there's also genealogy from South America that proves to match those of people that are from Polynesia.
Okay. Fair. All right. I have no further questions. You know, I agree with you. Honestly, your theory is very solid as well. It was hard for me to find any chinks, you know?
All right, Giancarlo.
Oh,
your land bridge theories full of poop, you know?
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm talking real talk. You expect people to travel all the way from Alaska. Well, actually beyond Alaska, from Asia, yeah, across a land bridge to Alaska, all across America, which evidence shows that those people were not the first people in America. So they're crossing through foreign territory, all the way through the nation to South America.
What nation, Devin? There's no established nation. But
North America.
Yeah, I was going to say, North America's not a nation, but, like, what other people are you talking about that they'd be entering into foreign territory?
There's nobody there.
Yeah. I mean, there's nobody there. There's literally evidence that shows that the Clovis people, the people that Giancarlo was talking about, were not the first people in the Americas.
Okay, yeah, but, like, what evidence? And who were the people before? Like, what if they're friendly people? I don't understand what you're saying. I have evidence that proves. Well, I mean,
friendly people. Dude, okay. We're talking about 10,000 years ago. When there's people you don't know, are not dressed like you, just casually strolling through your land.
Devin, they're all dressed the same.
What are you going to do?
Devin, what they're not wearing.
These are different types of people. They're not dressed the same.
No, all right, we're,
John, is this your topic? Is this your topic, John? That's what I thought.
Devin, all right. There's no difference. They're not wearing T-shirts, and then someone else is wearing a tank top.
Yo, Devin, where are these people even located at that you're talking about? Where are these
talking about? Okay, so these people that I sleep on the souls don't have their own cultures. They're like their own, like, way to dress, you know?
Bro, why are we talking about clothes? We're talking about where
they're going. They're also
in Malaysia for 1,000 years. What do you expect them to do?
Also, their own, like, physical, like, features will be completely different. But anyway, so you expect these people to just casually stroll across these other people and nothing to happen.
Devin.
Giancarlo.
Devin.
Why is this 2v1?
There are no other people.
Yes, there is. There's evidence that shows that those people were not the first people in North America.
What evidence?
What do you mean, no evidence?
What evidence? You said you have evidence that there's people. What is your evidence?
My evidence?
Yeah.
Is carbon dating.
Oh, okay.
Carbon dating. Yeah. Which can make a margin of error with it being that far back of almost 1,000-2,000 years.
No.
Okay.
All right, boys. Yeah. It looks like we're running out of time. I would like to do a little vote. You cannot vote for yourself, but vote for the theory that you think makes the most sense. All right. I'll go first. I'm going with John. You're welcome.
All right. John?
I'm voting for Giancarlo. All
right. I'm voting for John.
Ah, yes, sir.
No votes, really?
No. No, Devin.
The kelp highway is so stupid.
I also like to say, because I didn't get a chance to say this, going back to this carbon dating, there's radiocarbon dating that shows that the landing sites, when they will, like, settle from, like, you know, like, from, like, a... You know, like the coast
no,
when they're strolling down the kelp highway, they'll settle on some lands, and there's like radiocarbon dating that shows that genetically the people that settle there, the land's not underwater, but the people that settle there were actually like genetically like the same as those other people from Japan.
Okay, cool. So I didn't get to mention mine either, but I have
And that's from John M. Erlinson from his book.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. So I have
You read the book?
No, I found a little page of it.
Oh, okay. A little excerpt?
Yeah, a little excerpt, you know. Quick shout out.
All right.
All right, what were you saying, Giancarlo?
Oh, that I have evidence that proves, you know, it's DNA evidence based on a little boy 12,000 years ago, his DNA has like same like markers as the people in like the Eastern Asian islands that I was saying that they migrated, or the Eastern Asian countries like Japan, like Indonesia, like Philippines, all that, or that they might like the people who migrated across the land bridge and then down to South America, like all those Native Americans in North America and Central America and South America have, you know, the DNA markers that trace back to that. So that adds to my case, since you went into a, yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to what?
Since you were trying to, like, I don't know what you're trying to say earlier about the clothes and stuff, but that's just, you know, real evidence that, you know.
What do you mean, real evidence?
Devin, yeah. You had no evidence.
Yeah, you just carbon dating about clothes. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. That's evidence.
Alright,
sure. You got any final remarks, John, before we close it off?
I mean, I think we're gonna pretty much just conclude that Devin lost.
And the Kelp Superhighway is horrible.
I beg to differ.
And that both the Beringian, I think, what I personally think is that both the Beringian land bridge theory and the island hopping, I think both happened.
I agree.
I don't agree. I think it was only the Kelp Superhighway.
I think,
well,
to be honest
with you, that's why your argument lost.
Yep.
Hey, man. Kelp's a superfood.
And that, okay.
All right.
Arnold, this
thank
is
you
it.
For listening. I hope this doesn't get played in class.
All right.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
All right. Bye.